Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
You know, it was about 3 o'clock when I looked at the time. And I had about 2 more hours to go before I got to your love. And the time just kept ticking slower and slower. When I got to the front door, I thought about opening the door with my keys and seeing your lovely face right in front of me.
Girl,
I'm not afraid to
Hello, 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 hello. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight to our 3,035th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. You are listening to Walk In Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN Network, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I want you to call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 so you can join the conversation. Tonight, we're going to be honoring some poetess. This month is a National Poetry Awareness Month, and I want to take the opportunity to bring awareness to some amazing poets that's in my midst and some poetess that's in my midst. So as we continue this journey of creating and leaving a legacy, I want to share these amazing poetess with you guys tonight. But before we jump into the conversation, I want to pause for a moment. I tell you, as we came live, it began to storm here in Myrtle Beach. It's raining cats and dogs. It's thundering and lightning. So I just wanted to pause for a moment because I also wanted to remember a friend of mine that passed on yesterday. Her name is Cantrella Dorsey. I just wanted to send condolence to my friend Holly, my sister Holly, my friend Holly. You're on my mind. You're in my heart. And to your brother-in-law, y'all are in my prayers. I love you guys. Stand to be absent from the body is to be present with the Father. I want to share this poem before we jump in. This is something that I actually wrote before we came on. And it's titled Trella, My Sister Bella. Time stops for a moment to allow us the opportunity to know each other. My time in the physical is over, but remember me. Our times, good, bad, happy, and sad. Hold fast and cherish that time we had. Embrace the new, the change, the growth. Embrace the now. Love like no other, for our love is forever. Live your life and live it full, because one day your appointed time will come too. Travel on until we meet again. You will be missed. To my queen, though we may not see you, I see you. Talk to me, I hear you. When you feel alone, remember, I'm in your heart. Death won't keep us apart, for our bond will never grow weak. He has me now and have made me strong. Now carry on. I love you, my queen. And I dedicate that to my sister Holly. Brother O, can you play us a song?
Yeah.
Welcome back. I want you guys to make sure you call in at 516-453-9133. You are tuned in to Walk In Purpose with Angela, live from Lagos, Nigeria, on the WBNN Network. Please make sure you dial in, press 1 to join the conversation. You know, I tell you, the enemy sure be busy. It's thundering, it's lightning, we having connection problems. But let me tell you something. God is yet faithful, and he is yet still good. So I have these amazing poets that's on the line, and I want to see if I can get Daphne to come up.
Hello, hello, hello. Daphne. I bring you greetings from Houston, Texas. I'm here.
How are you?
I am great and excited about being on the show tonight.
I thank you. Daphne is one of the four amazing poetess that was nominated for Poetess of the Year. And I tell you, it was definitely an honor to be able to feature you inside of the special edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine. Please share with those that are tuned in tonight just a little bit about Miss Most Daphne.
Hi, I am Daphne Hampton. I am born and raised in Houston, Texas. I just came back to the States from Germany. I was in Germany 2.5 years, and I came home to visit my mother, and she had an accident while I was here. So I've been here and being blessed to be home, and the home, when I got home, everybody treated me with such love and kindness. So I am here in the States. I am poetess. I am author. I am mother, grandmother, world traveler, and I'm just a servant for God. I love God's people, and everything that I do, I try to do it unto God. I know that one day I'm just going to be a memory, and I want my life and my memory to be pretty and beautiful. I want my legacy to be great. So I have a couple of poems that I want to share with you tonight, and one of them is Stop It, Sis. I wrote this poem because I hear so many women complaining, and they're just downtrodden and beat down and hurt, and I wrote it to encourage them. So let me know what you think about this piece. It's called Stop It, Sis. Stuff down. It makes God frown. Stop believing the lies told to you by these guys. Stop looking back and look forward. It's time for you to move onward Stop being the victim and blaming him. Stop settling for less. God wants you to have the best. Let me put you in remembrance of who you are. You are created to carry and deliver. Life comes through you, sis. Your body is a miracle working machine. Kings and queens carry your genes. You're the gift. I pray these words have given you a lift. It's time for you to experience God's bliss. Please stop it, sis.
Wow. What made you, oh my God, what made you decide poetry to share your words?
You know, I never considered myself a poet. I love to write. I've always been one that could express myself in writing and in words. And it wasn't until my dear friend Amber Hudson was diagnosed with cancer that I started to put words into poems and started, you know, I would be sitting with her or in the waiting room with her, waiting for her to get out of surgery or just in a room alone and the words would just come to me and I would just have to write them down. And so this is being a poet, this is something that is very new to me, but it's something that I have grown to love. And I'm just excited. And also, I have to give you credit, Angela, because when I tell y'all, I have to give Angela credit because she keeps me on my toes. When I get to the point where I'm like, well, this is not working or that is not working, Angela's in a collaboration, the queen of collaboration. She'll say, come on, we got a book coming up. Or come on, I need to put you in the calendar. Or come on, I need something, you know, something in a book, you know. And she just inspires me to keep pushing forward in the gift that I know that I'm blessed with.
Wow. Well, I definitely thank you for that. And I definitely thank you for sharing those words on tonight. I tell you, they are taking that creativity out of the schools and allowing our kids the opportunity to be creative because they're taking the different forms of arts out of the school. I tell you, we've been advocating trying to get these things back into the schools and back into our community. I thank you for pushing forward and sharing because me, myself, I'm not a poet either, but when I share my words, you know, people oftentimes say, oh my God, that is so amazing. That touched me. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to begin to just share my words however I could. And I hear more and more people sharing about being a poet and how you don't have to worry about writing stanzas and worrying about the different forms of the different styles of poetry. So I applaud you for going forth and sharing your voice through poetry and through your books and writing. I definitely want you to be able to share with the listeners how they can reach out to you. We're going to play a track after you share how they can contact you. So please share.
Okay. You guys can find me on Instagram at Daphne Writes, and that's DaphneWrites. You can find me on Facebook under my name, Daphne Hampton, and you can find my show, The Most Daphne Show, under just that. It's Most Definitely Show, and it's The Most Definitely, DaphineNately. So, and The Most Definitely Show was inspired in Germany during the COVID and the quarantine, and I started a show, me and Amber Hudson, my host, and it was just to, our mission was to set a forum for people to come, release, relax, relate, and elevate, and that's what we've been doing. I haven't been doing the show for the last few months, because Amber has been sick, and it's so hard for me to do the show knowing that she can't do it with me, but the show is still in progress. We're going to come back in full force. Amber is healing. She's doing great, and I just want to give a salute out to my brilliant co-host, Amber Hudson. I love you, Amber, if you're watching, if you're listening. And
wow.
Thanks for everyone
yes.
else. And you guys be blessed and continue to go forth in your craft, in your gifts, and just know if you touch one person, your mission has been accomplished.
Wow. I definitely want to thank you for always being obedient and always willing to stop by and share. So I know you have to run. I definitely want to thank you for stopping by tonight. I love you, Daphne. Be blessed.
I love you. Continue to be the great woman of God that you are.
Thank you. Love you. So we have Angela J. from Anderson, South Carolina, with us tonight. Angela, join us, please.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, Queen, and you?
I'm doing great. I cannot complain. I won't complain because you know what? It does no good. It's just wasted energy. And I don't have time to waste no energy. So I tell you, it's amazing to have you here tonight. I want you to share with the listeners just a little bit about Angela J. And then I want you to share one of those pieces that you prepared for us tonight.
Okay. My name is Angela Johnson Mullen. And I am a 18-year stroke survivor, so hopefully you can understand my voice. I've been pretty much a licensed poet since 1996. What got me to writing poetry was my two young nephews died in the house fire. So I had no idea what I was doing with that pen and paper. But God said, just hold the pen and I got you. So I just let it flow.
Wow. I tell you, that is amazing. And the fact that you pressing, that you did not give up, because you could have gave up when you had the stroke. You could have gave up when you lost your nephew, but you decided to press on. And I thank you so much for that. But guess what? We're going to do a track, and then I think we may have a caller. And then guess what? I'm going to let you spit that piece that you prepared for us. So, Brother O, track.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You're tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela, live on the WBNN Network, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. We have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you can tell me where you're calling from and state your name, please.
Good evening. This is Jesus from the Jesus Show. I'm calling from North Carolina, although I'm from New York. Good evening, family. Good evening, Angela. Honor to you and all that you bring forth and to all of the poets. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Someone made such a great point. I was just jumping on about the children and what has been taken out of the schools. So salute to all of the writers, all of the poets, and those who have it in their thoughts to bring poetry and writing and creative writing back to the communities across America. One love, y'all.
Wow, Jesus. Thank you for stopping by. Much respect, much love. Wow, that was a shocker. How are you?
I'm doing great, and God is good. God is good, so I'm grateful to say that. Wow. I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? Through it all, as we continue to grow and be transformed, and many of us continue to have unity and even the families that are reconciling. And that has all to do with poetry and poems, because people are writing and expressing their experiences, and we have a lot of pain that comes out of that, and we express it into our writing. When we express it to the world, and it could actually, it's changing people's lives. So again, I'm just grateful. You know, grateful to hear about writers and poets. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to the world because it's another expression of the imagination that we don't always say in our general speaking and our communication, social activity, you know what I'm saying, with people. So writing is everything. It's another way to perceive perspectives of imagination, which brings us into real-life experiences. So it really matters. Don't stop.
Wow. I tell you, this call here is special to me because this young lady was she's an alumni. She was a former host here on the WBNN network. At that time, it was O-N-E. So thank you for stopping by and sharing with us some deep words and some powerful words on tonight. I tell you, you never surprised. You never surprised. So thank you for stopping by on tonight.
You're welcome.
Wow. I'm at a loss for words, and that's a rare form. That's a rare form, but I thank you. Yeah, she did some amazing things while she was here on the network. I have to give a shout out. She did some amazing things while she was here on the network. Definitely want to give you your kudos and your respect for that, because you did do that, and you paved the road for a lot of us that may not even understand or realize it. So thank you. Thank you. And while I'm on this, I have to give a shout out to Brother O. You see, he's always behind the scenes. Y'all hear the music playing and y'all hear all of this on a night to night basis. If it was not for Brother O, none of this would be possible. And I said at the beginning of the show, 3,035. That's a lot of shows. And he's been here for every last one of them, not missing a show. So hats off to Brother O for all that he's done for us and all that he's doing and will continue to do, not just for us, but for those that are coming after us, because we are creating a legacy and we're leaving a legacy because of this young man. So thank you, Brother O. Can I get a track?
Ooh.
Welcome back to Walk In Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Check out some of these amazing poetess. Brother O, I just got to tell you, my sister say you jamming over there. She say you jamming over there.
Listen, man, you know, ain't nobody like Keith Sweat, man. Ain't nobody like Keith Sweat. And, you know, your show is more like a New Jack Swing type show. You know, pump it up, y'all. Let's get it, man. Old lad, skizzies.
Yes. So we have Angela in the house with us. She is on, and she's ready to spit that piece. Angela, you still there? You ready? You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This piece I wrote on March 21st of 2022. It's entitled, As Long As I See You. As long as I see you, I will be happy. As long as I see you, I will laugh. As long as I see you, I will not cry. As long as I see you, I will open the door. As long as I see you, I will open the window. As long as I see you, I will open my eyes. As long as I see you. And that is dedicated to my mother who passed in September of last year, Pastor Joyce Vandenberg Johnson.
All right. And, you know, that was a wonderful piece, Angela J. You know, I love it. And it's so important. How do you like that piece, Angela?
I loved it. I tell you, I had muted myself because I was over here. I was tearing up because tonight has become very emotional for me. I realized that I didn't understand this journey at first, why death had to be my portion. And death was all around me for years. I wondered why was that me, because I knew I didn't understand that there was going to be a time where I would have to be that person that would have to be there for others that was going through that process of losing a loved one. And I tell you today, my play sister, she lost her best friend on yesterday. And one of my friends, one of my pastor friends, he lost his mom. I have a cousin that lost her grandmother. It just been ongoing around me. But I had to be that strength, and I tell you, I had to go through it. If I had to went through it, I couldn't be here today to help somebody else go through it. But I want them to know that it's going to be okay, that it's going to be okay, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Father, and that's all of ours. That's all of ours hope. That's what we hope for, is that when this physical body is over, that we will continue to journey on, because that spirit never dies. They never leave you. They're always with you. That's why I tell you, create memories, create a legacy, have something that somebody can remember you by. Don't die when you leave here in the spirit. Don't let that he's placed on the inside of you, don't let it die too. Live on. I think we have a special caller in queue. Special caller, can you identify yourself and tell where you're calling from, please?
Hey, peace. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, special caller. Yes, I can.
How you doing, woman of God and other women of God? I am loving tonight's show. Love all your shows. But when it comes to poetry, spoken word, there's a special place in my heart. And honors to the young lady who just shared that on behalf of her mother. Wow. And as a son who loves my mother, and I also went through that, that's a journey there, boy. I call it the sweetest, bitterest pain. It's like a bittersweet, if there is such a word, you know. Man. anyway, I'm definitely enjoying tonight, though. Quick question, though. You know, and much respect to Hall of Fame four-time for putting on Keith Sweat. But my question is, y'all might be too young to become a Ric Flair, but I'm trying to figure out who got their big on the most, whether Keith Sweat or Ric Flair.
Both of them. But you know what? You know, Angie, he come on here start his mess, Angie. Both of them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Confession, they both are Cadillac driving, jet flying, wonderful son of a gun. Woo!
You crazy.
Okay. I'm with Brother O on that one. I'm with Brother O on that one. I tell you, this month is something else. I thank you for stopping by. Do you have a piece for us, Brother Honey?
I do, but I'm gonna, you know, because I want to hear some more of this poetry. So what I'm gonna do?
Okay.
I want to say some good news. Maybe I can say this poetically. Let me see if I can do this. Congratulations, Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record with your 36th and 6th consecutive time 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Darlene Lawrence, with her historic name championship. Now, that's amazing. I think that's poetic. What do you think?
Wow. Thank y'all. Thank everybody that tuned in that did not think it right that we could stop by here tonight with us. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for stopping
by
here.
She tied Darlene. She tied Darlene, y'all. And that's, you know, we have a lot of great champions here, Miss Mullen. But Darlene Lawrence, who passed away in 2019 on Valentine's Day, it is so important for us to honor her. And she was our first ever enshrined Hall of Famer. How about that?
Wow.
Okay. Hey, before I get off, I also want to say that I am also a fellow host. Matter of fact, when your show ends tonight, my show begins tomorrow. And we're going to do something very, very special. I've been a part of this great network almost 5 years, but tomorrow is a special celebration. And I call it, or we call it, me and my DJ. We're going to have an online international block party. Now, some people out there may not have ever experienced a block party before, but the only thing the Magic Man Haru asks is if you give me your imagination and you come willing, able, and ready to party, we're going to get it on tomorrow.
Wow. I am definitely looking forward to that. I am definitely looking forward to that. Brother O, I want you to go ahead and bring my next poetess on, Belinda.
Yes.
She's in the queue. And
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Box. Well, first of all, you know, this is a historic night from the gate, having the great, Christine Jesus Powell, alumni host here, you know, historic person. And then, of course, the enshrined Hall of Famer, Honey Bakatoon. And all the wonderful love that you shared to me tonight, I talked about it 2 nights ago, right, Angela? The love of this network, you know. So, you know, shout out to Merc City Hip Hop Program this week. You know, so far we've had since Chinchilla J 4 straight championships. That's the first time in 9 months this network has had consecutive all-time connection records. Tomorrow night we hope that Honey Bakatoon will bring it in 5. That'll be the first time in almost a year and 2 months, okay? Woo! Let's bring on Belinda. Let's go.
Wow. Welcome, Belinda. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm tired. And I'm ready to go.
I know you are. But I thank you for pressing your way on. I thank you because I know it's not easy to be traveling back and forth and then to have to jump on. And you were supposed to be somewhere else, but you chose to stop by and share with us on tonight. So I want to honor you and allow you the opportunity to share with those that are tuned in just a little bit about yourself. And then I want you to drop one of those famous pieces that you always drop.
All right. Thank you much, Queen. I truly appreciate that. My name is Belinda Houston. I am, a.k.a. Doll Hollywood. I am a mother, a grandmother. I'm an author of two books, Take Off the Mask and Marriage, Secrets, and Lovers. I'm a co-author of, I can't even get it out. Come on, Angela, help me, baby.
You are co-author of, yes, I am owning my truth.
Yeah, owning my truth with the queen here.
You're also author in 121 Days of Prayer, right? You did an affirmation. You're all over the place
yes.
with me. Just know where I am,
and,
she
also,
is too. She is my dog,
I'm
baby.
Also, I was also featured in 61 Women of Legacy. I am the founder of God's Gift Baby Ministry in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm also the national doll agent for Elite Dolls of Faith Sisterhood out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I am part of the Queen City Dolls, which I am the national doll agent. My president is on the line with me of the Queen City Dolls, Doll Lady Laureate. So I wear a lot of hats. I love being in the community, and I try to support this wonderful queen that lays out this platform for everyone. I just try to jump in and be a part every chance that I get, and I love it. So I have a piece, and the title of it is Take Off the Mask. So we all wear masks every day. And the thing about it is that I no longer wear a mask. I've taken off my mask. It's either you love me or you like me. I have no room for hate. So here we go. Stop looking, listen. Take off the mask. Show your real face. Show your real smile, your bright eyes. Show the place that you are in today. Show your pretty white teeth. Even though you have been beaten by the hard fist of life, take off the mask and make yourself happy. Even though you have been the victim of strife, take off the mask. It's the mask of shame, hurt, guilt, anger, disappointment. Behind the mask are wounds and scars that require no ointment. No more hiding in the shadows of pain and pleasure. Take off the mask and reveal the treasure. It's the mask of abuse, mourning death, using drugs, being used by people called drugs. The mask of stealing, lying, adultery, your sexuality, just to name a few. It's the mask you wear that is smothering you today. Take off the mask. It's the mask of being a shot caller, baller, because you're killing your own people. Take off the mask. It's the mask of playing church while you are praying these long prayers. Take off the mask. It's the mask of living in the dark, but looking down at others with those religious condemning stares. Lord, we need to help each other and love our enemies. It's the mask that you do not want to wear anymore. I was a prisoner of circumstances and shame. Sometimes I felt like I was tied to a tree, but I removed all my masks. Now I am set free. So I say to whoever is listening, to everyone, to stop, look, listen, take off the mask and set yourself free. because that's what I did.
That's that piece. Ha. So, wow. What made you say poetry? I'm going to share through poetry. Out of all things,
well, you
poetry.
Know what? Girl, I got in trouble at church. And my pastor told me to come to the office. So, you know, when you get called to the office, you done got in trouble. So when I went to her study, you know, she was telling me, you know, you need to write in a journal. And I'm like, write in a journal? A journal for what? I ain't about writing no feelings down in no journal. But as I started to write in the journal, a lot of things from my past started to surface. And it brought out a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment. It just brought out a lot of things that I really didn't realize that I had buried deep down inside of me. And when it started, it kept going. It kept flowing. And I would wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning just writing. You know, I slept with a pen and a pad by my bed, and I would just write. But I never saw myself as a poet.
Right.
And this has helped me out a whole lot because people wear masks every day. People, you know, put on a mask to go to work. They put on a mask to go play. And I decided along with God that I was no longer wearing a mask. And I don't wear a mask anymore.
Wow.
That's
powerful.
Very transparent. If you don't want the truth, don't come to me.
That's key.
That's
key. And that's me too. I'm gonna give it to you. And sometimes I give it in a way some people can't take it. But hey, I give it all in love. Everything I do is in love. I tell you, learn, love, lead. Has been a process for me. That L3 movement is something else. I thank God for it. I want you to hang tight. Angela J, you still there? Hang tight. I want y'all to hang tight because I'm going to bring y'all back up. We actually have caller number 3 in queue. They may have a question for you, so hang tight for me. Caller number 3, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Ricardo Richard. I was just calling in. You know, I've been hearing a lot about the poetry. I'm not a poet at all, but I know I came on last week. I am a writer or whatever. So I would just say, like, I just wanted to call in, because, you know, just to show my support, and that a lot of the poetry, a lot of the stuff, the storytelling is real informative. You get what I mean? I don't necessarily know if poetry is something I would want to do in the future, but it's still good to know, like, the different types of poetry, that it doesn't necessarily have to, you know, like you guys were saying, it doesn't have to rhyme, you know, it's just kind of like basically like storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually just released a special edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine where I shared some different styles, some different types of poetry, because there's a lot. As I was doing my research, I was finding that there's a lot of different forms of poetry. Like, a lot of people know about haiku and all different. I'm not a poet. God dropped words in my spirit. So I take words, I write words, and then you may hear it perform one time this away, and then the next time you hear it may come out different, because it's just words, and however I'm feeling at that time, whatever my emotion is, whatever I may be going through, that may play some part in how it comes out at that time. So it's just all about me being able to be creative and me being able to allow him to flow from within me. So
right.
I don't consider myself a poet, but this is Poetry Awareness Month, And there's different styles. So don't count yourself out because you're a writer. Huh. Don't count yourself out.
Wow, thank you so much.
So when is your next show?
My next show is April 28th at 9:30. So you guys, please stay tuned. Trent and Mick show with Ricardo Rashard.
Cool. Thank you for stopping by and showing some support.
Thank you.
And you say you don't have a piece? You don't have nothing that you just want to drop off the drop of a dime, anything on your heart tonight that you want to share with the people, something that may encourage them, inspire them, because some people are going through some things tonight.
I would just say, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, please, everybody, just keep their eyes on God. I remember the other day on Sunday, I had took a trip to Florida because my uncle wasn't doing too good. And I just want to tell people, if you feel like a nudge in your
No, you know, it's crazy. You know what I mean?
No.
Just because you're going to drop me. Come on, Ricardo, come back on here, please. We lost Ricardo. Yeah, now we can hear you now. Now, please drop that jewel,
can
please.
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear
yes.
me? Look, I got a little worried for a second. No, I was just going to say that if you feel this nudge or whatever in your spirit sometimes to go, if you feel like it's God to go, that you should go. So I went down there, you know, to Florida, and I just wanted to pray over my uncle, you know, and just really just be a servant, be a laborer, you get what I mean, and pray over him. And I was just telling my mother or whatever, who's probably felt like I was going down there too premature, I'm like, listen, as soon as I got in there, he can't walk, he can't talk. But a tear came out, and I told my mom, I said, love is the most powerful force on earth. You get what I mean? So I was just so grateful to God that God allowed me, you know, just to use me in that moment, you know, for me to step outside of myself and just allow him to use me as a vessel. And then something had transpired on that Sunday. And it just kind of just messed up my day and my purpose of why I was going down there to pray over my uncle. So I want to let people know, anybody listening to your show, if the devil can't make you sin, he would try to distract you. So I had so many things that I need to do as far as being productive on that Sunday, but I got distracted. You get what I mean? So I just want to tell people, anybody out there, no matter what you're going through or what you're facing, like, God ain't promises that we not going to have bad days. He just promises, you know, that he have us in the palm of our hands. So we just got to just hold on to him. You get what I'm saying? No matter how bad it gets. And keep your eyes on him. It's just like I look at the emphasis of a baby when they're learning how to walk. You get what I mean? And a parent has their arms out to them and they're reaching out to them. You get what I mean? And they're excited and they want the baby to walk and they're taking that first step. It's the same way with God. He's our father. You know, he's reaching out his hands to us, and we're that baby, and we're taking baby steps, and we're trying to walk on our own. And God is just saying, like, listen, focus on me no matter what happens. The relationship don't work out. The job is acting crazy. You get what I'm saying? People that you love is folding on you. Like, don't worry about none of that stuff. Just focus on God. And it's hard, and it is really hard. And people are going through heartbreak. They're going through pandemic. They're going through, you know, they talking about pending food shortage, all of this stuff that's happening. Just keep your eyes on God and surround yourself with people that love God and that's going to pray for you and encourage you. And like you said, tell you the truth and love. That is so, so, so important. So don't be distracted. That's
wow.
all I want to say. Don't be distracted.
Wow. And I tell you, that goes back to what I've just been preaching across my platform. Find your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Find your joy. And understand what joy is, because we get it mixed up. People searching for happiness, and that's something that's momentary, something that will pass on. But once you got that joy, that means you got peace. That you got peace no matter if you're sad, if you're happy, if you're lonely, whatever, you still got joy because you got him on the inside of you. And joy means choosing Jesus over yourself. Hi. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey. Yes. And we have a track, and then I'm going to bring my guest back up. Brother O, can you play that track for me?
Make it last. Make it last forever.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria, through the WBNN Network. I tell you, I have truly, truly enjoyed tonight. We actually have caller number 5 in queue, and then I have a special guest that's going to drop by. Caller number 5, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, good evening. How are you, Miss Angela Thomas Smith? How are you tonight? I'm listening to your show, enjoying it very much. I'm good. And congratulations on your all-time connection record. Awesome, awesome. And greetings to your guests as well tonight. This is Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J. And I just want to stop by and say hello, let you know I was listening. And that's about it. I'm going to get back on over. I'm trying to multitask here, so.
Well, I know you are very busy, so I thank you for stopping by. That is our Deputy Commissioner, Chinchilla J. Busy lady. She's on every Sunday. If y'all not checked her show out, y'all need to stop by. She's doing some amazing work, not just in Philadelphia, but across the world with the justice system. So definitely check her show out. Chinchilla, thank you for stopping by and gracing the platform on tonight. I tell you, you are definitely a blessing.
You are welcome.
So thank you. Thank you. I know you
You're
are a woman of many hats. Do you have anything that you would like to share tonight?
Let me see. Not really. I'm not going to do a poem or anything tonight. But you know what?
I want
to share, though, as a matter of fact, I want to share an update on one of the cases of wrongful conviction that was on News Forum last fall, and I think in the winter, like in December, and he was on twice. And also on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls podcast, the guy named Keith Carnes out of Missouri, he has been released from prison. So that's exciting. So they overturned his conviction, his wrongful conviction, and he is out. So that is very awesome.
I got to go there. Wait a minute.
Yes.
The work that you do, Angie, you don't mind. I got to do this because it's important.
I don't.
The work that you do on this network and around the world causes people to be released. I want to thank you so much for what you do, man, and, you know, constantly, you know, righting the wrongs, man. Congratulations for everything you do. And congratulations for being the grand champion, fourth all-time in the Ornette Hall champions.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, yes.
So
that was exciting.
That is amazing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, just what you're doing. What you just said tonight, it just let somebody else know that their opportunity, their chance, they have that same opportunity that what has just happened for him can happen for them. All they got to do is stay on the wall. All they got to do is stay on the fight. And I thank you. I thank you for all the work that you do. And there's so many people's lives that are being affected by the things that you do. So you continue to do great work and continue to allow that light to shine through you. Because you are definitely a light to many. So thank you.
Thank you. And one more thing I want to say. Another case of Bishop Kenneth Atkins. He's going to be on the Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls podcast tomorrow night. If anybody wants to watch that, it's going to be live streamed on Facebook on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, which is MIC, the abbreviation for microphone. So it's Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, and it'll also be streamed on my page as well at 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night. And he is going up next week on April the 12th in Georgia. He's going before the DA and the judge to see if they will grant him a new trial. So that's what we're hoping for, because there's a lot of red flags in his case. And y'all got to tune in tomorrow night to listen to that, because this will be another one that'll be exonerated. That's what I'm believing God for, that he's going to be exonerated and everything. So definitely tune in. And if anybody in your family that's wrongfully convicted, or if you have a juvenile lifer that's in prison, or any type of injustice, please, please give me a call. And if it's okay, Angie, for me to give them their
number
to call.
I'm sure. Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. 844-642-8378. Again, it's 844-642-8378, extension 888. You can call that number Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you call after hours, you can still press that extension and leave a message, and I will definitely get back to you. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to help fight this injustice system. Yep. So thank you so much, Angie, and thank you for all that you do and everything that you're doing all across this country and around the world. So keep on doing what you do.
Well, thank you.
And God bless y'all. And y'all have a great night.
Quick. No. Angela Thomas, we're talking to the 2021 Sonya Griffin Award recipient, the Lydia New Host of the Year. We had one on early with Christine Powell, who was the 2018 Lydia New Host of the Year. Any thoughts about her outstanding performances here at WBNN? A person that's on every single week. Anything to share in encouragement to Miss Anchor Chinchilla J?
All I can say is it takes pure dedication and determination to be able to perform weekly. You know, a lot of us that are on this network, we were only on once a month, and yet we still will not show up and support. But you're on every single Sunday night, and you take time out to stop by and support your fellow hosts. So I applaud you. It takes dedication and determination, and that's something that you have. You're definitely leading the way. So you keep creating a way and leaving a legacy, because that's what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Angela. Thank you so much.
Well, Brother O?
Yes, indeed.
I can bring my special guest on.
Oh, boy. What are we doing here at WBNN tonight? Oh, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
She's actually already on. She's on with Sister Belinda. Sister Nicole, you still there? I can't hear you.
I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. How are you? Yes, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm fine, Queen. How are you?
And thank you for stopping by on tonight. Share with the listeners exactly who you are.
My name is Nicole, spelled N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams. I'm also known as Doll Lady Laureate. I am the president of the Queen City Dolls out in Charlotte, North Carolina, where our Doll Hollywood, Belinda Houston, is the national doll agent under the umbrella of Elite Dolls of Faith, where our founder is Doll Faith in Dolls Regulars Region. I am a domestic violence advocate, youth advocate, prison ministry representative, and political awareness representative. On the other side of that, I am also a poet and an author of 5 books. And I just want to say thank you for having me tonight, and peace and blessings to all of those who went before me. You really inspired me more tonight. So I thank you. And my deepest condolences again to you, Miss Angela, on the loss of your friend.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have to give a shout out to my friend. Her name is Cantrella Dorsey. I tell you, Brother O's been playing that music. She is from Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised, lived there all her life. And Keith Sweat is a hometown favorite. So I can definitely say she's smiling on tonight. I tell you, people just don't understand. You got to create those memories while you can. So when that person leaves in the physical, you'll be able to continue to smile. You could be able to continue to remember those things and hold fast to those things, because one day we too, our appointed time must come, and we're going to leave here too. So I just cherish those moments that I was able to create with her. I give a shout out to my sister Holly on tonight. Thank you for stopping by and sharing. But Nicole, I'm not going to let you get out of here that quick. You can't run from me because you are an amazing poetess, and I want you to share a piece. Nicole is one of the amazing poetess that's featured inside the special edition of Aspiring Authors magazine. For those that do not know, I am the founder and the editor-in-chief of that magazine. So if you want to support these women and support authors around the world, please check us out. We are distributed through blurb.com. So you can just go over and just click and look for Aspiring Authors magazine. We're there. Nicole, let us hear that piece.
Okay. So based on everything I was hearing tonight, the first thing that came to me was this poem, you know, to remind us of who we were created to be. And this is the first time I'm sharing this poem on any platform, but it's in my book, Depths of Solitude. It's called Black Child. A little black child born into a thing called life, growing up with happiness, stricken with pain and strife, inquisitive in what makes her unique, beyond the tartness of what others see. Loved by, yet unsure what love is, not truly understanding the distance of her gift. Growing up surrounded by plenty, lay low at night feeling lonely and empty. Intellectual being, confusions of the mind, twisted illusions searching to be defined. Wisdom beyond ancient histories of time, reincarnated by the secrecy of the minds, losing herself, trapped in the warp of missing pages. As the conscience is regained, naturally fountain reclaims the ages. Waking up from death, the prince kissed the mind of the destitute, filling it with light, erasing that which was once full of pollute. Evaporating its dew, filling it with something new, unexplainably true. Releasing its fears, devouring its tears, reflecting in the years. Reevaluating the peers, accepting the jeers, not worrying who cares. Black baby of tar, he created to be. Accept the beauty inside, not what others see. Let the beast within cry to be able to be free. A bird to fly, for I am I, can no longer hide the color of the night, the treasure that allowed to open thine eye. Black baby, I am me, for I can see what I was created to be, to speak my history, that which I sought to seek, which makes me so unique. Black child, tar baby, turn beauty in me. Crickets.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate you, girl. Answer time, sis, did you fall out in the spirit?
She fell out in the spirit, y'all.
You know, who are you, Andrea Presley? I mean, I don't know who. Is this Answer time for Andrea Presley?
I appreciate that. You know, hearing what everybody had came forth and said, and even Miss Angela was talking about, you know, leaving a legacy. That poem I wrote in the depths of my solitudeness, and I had to recognize because of my dark skin, you know, to accept that beauty that God created to be, because it's the reason that he uses us for a vessel, no matter which form of writing we write. It's for his purpose, and also for us to understand and why we were created to be, whose we are, and what we need to do to move forward. Because somebody else is out there feeling lonely in that depths of solitude moment.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, we're proud of what you present to us on a constant basis. Answer Thomas Smith and all the people out there that love this network. And I want to thank you, young lady, for just, you know, sharing your prowess spoken word tonight. Angie, are you there? Making sure we can hear you loud and clear. It's always that type of situation, right? You know, when you have a perfect show and things happen. But, you know, Angie, you're there? Okay. That's okay. Angie will be right back very, very shortly. But as we get Angela back on these WBN stations, we go right back to what we do, playing the music, y'all. Matter of fact, there's Angie right there. Angie! Spelling Spirit, she back. Yeah.
Hello. I tell you, the enemy be busy, boy. I heard y'all, and I was over here talking. I was talking, and y'all could not hear me. But yet, We keep on pushing. We never stop. Anybody know that about me? No, I don't stop. I don't give up. I do not quit. So I am back. I want to thank you, Nicole, for stopping by and sharing that piece. That piece meant something to me. And if my sister's still listening in, that her friend, we call her Black Gal. That was her nickname. So
wow.
that piece was, I mean, you can't, I couldn't have put this together. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I couldn't have put this together. So this is all ordained. I couldn't have put this together no better than he did. He did this.
Yeah.
I didn't do this. Because somebody else was supposed to be on tonight, but you just so happened to be with Belinda. And he designed that. I didn't design y'all to be together. He designed that and that piece. So I want to thank you. I definitely want to thank you for just being obedient and being in the midst, because it was your obedience and you being right there with Belinda tonight that allowed you to be able to come on and to allow all those listeners that are tuned in, over 14 million listeners tuned in tonight, hearing this experience from place in our lives. So I'm grateful.
Right there.
Amen. We got a track. We're going to play this track. We're going to come back. Angela, you still on?
Yeah, she's still there waiting for you. Listen, I'll tell you this right now. It is over 14 million listeners. And what's crazy about what's really going on this week has been amazing in itself. You know, you are, you know, the from our girl Chinchilla J, okay, you are now the seventh host to ever hit 14 million. How about that? So what more can we say? Nobody. Let's get it, baby.
I wanna show you, baby, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to follow. When you want me to stop, and
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the WBNN Network. I am the host of Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure that you press that 1 if you want to join the conversation. We have caller number 7 in queue. It is our WBNN legendary web designer, Larry Shepherd. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Virginia.
Well, welcome, welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Are you enjoying the show? Are we
making
you
proud? Yes, I am.
Are we making you proud? I'd like to make sure I'm making those that came before me and paved the way for me, that I'm making them proud. So am I making you proud tonight?
Yes, you are.
Well, I know that you are a creative person because you are the web designer, so I know you probably got a piece for us tonight, huh?
Yes, I do. Yes. You know, I got always got, you know, Alasky, you know, he always, I cannot come on his show unless I bring Mike Tyson. Otherwise, you know, might cut my mic off if I don't bring Mike Tyson.
And you got to bring it for everybody.
Oh, boy. See,
he tuned in tonight.
He started his mess, you know, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. You know, my first and only web designer for this network. And, you know, we all know the history of what he's done for this network. And, you know, what more can we say? That had already been said. So I'm proud of this man. And I love you. So let's get it.
I tell you what, we're going to have some fun. I tell you what, you give me a title, and that's going to be my poem.
Well, we're talking about legacy.
Tell my ladies.
Legacy.
All right, legacy. That's the name of the poem?
Yeah, legacy.
All right. You see, I come with the word of being powerful. In these days, I have to be responsible. Leading a tour, so let me explore. I have to work hard like never before. This is the time. Can you feel the strength? Can you feel my vibe and the words that I describe? And I feel like I would never be denied. This is my legacy, people. Words is like going through another sequel. You see that when it comes to not making it, it's like it's unequal because it does not belong to me, only the success. Words like I finesse and everything that I have to address, I make sure that I never settle for less. This is the time to review, the time that when days when I was going through, this is the time of the minute and the second and the day and the year and everything that repairs, just making myself clear. So let me go ahead and bring this to an end, because our legacy is something that when I am going, they will see. They will be a part of my own history. Words of the recognition, they be a part of the vision. All you had to do is listen so you could be a part of the mission. Now make the right decision. We all come together in this day ahead. Now feel my legacy. Miss Automatic Charismatic, Mike.
Wow.
The lyrical legend, 10 kids in the morning, 5 minutes dry.
Hey, did you hear? Damn, Larry. It's like that. Hey, I'm going. I can't take it. Wow.
So If people want to know how to reach out to you, how to contact you, how to support you, how can they support the things that you're doing?
Well, one of the things that I have is called Formula 91382, and it's going to help people be able to study. What I do is not even studying. you break information down in increments. Once you break the words in increments, then becomes, you dissolve. It's not about just studying. You dissolve all that information that you're studying and you prepare for your test. Then I create a log book for truck drivers so they can basically scientifically tell what kind of day you have. And you can always, you know, I've going to be back at the web designing because that's something that I love to do.
Yes.
So, yes, indeed. So,
man, Larry, I got to come on and say this, man. You've been, you know, Angie, this is, you know, I know this man. You know, we go back to Anna Waddell and Edward Burks. How about that, Larry?
Yeah.
That was the best poem you ever done in the history of our network. That was fire, man. That was fire, man. Like, damn, Larry. I got to go, man, before I go into a negotiating time. I can't take this. I can't
I didn't make the title of the poem. I just took the title of the poem.
Thank you, Angie.
That was my title.
That's it. At the drop of a dime, it's all about being able to be creative, and that's what they're taking away from our kids. So I thank everybody that's come on tonight and showed their creative side and showed that it's creativity. It's those things that's on the inside of us that must come forth, and we can bring those things at the drop of a dime if we're given the opportunity. So I thank you for coming forth on tonight, sharing with us, and I look forward to seeing all the things that you're going to do as the web designer here at WBNN Network. So thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I tell you, I truly enjoyed this show on tonight. I've enjoyed all my guests. It is Ngozi time, but I want my guests to hang tight because I'm going to bring you back up and allow you an opportunity to share how individuals can reach out to you in our closing. So Thank you for those that are tuned in. Ngozi, it's your time.
Well, first of all, let's bring back on our guests first, and then I'll do my time. And Angela J. and Belinda, please tell everyone, Belinda first and then Angela J., how can they reach you?
Well, this is Nicole, a.k.a. Dial Lady Laureate, and filling in for Belinda. Belinda had to go off the line, so you could reach her. Belinda, Dare to Be Different, Houston, on Facebook, also known as Doll Hollywood of the National Doll Agency. She has a God's Gift Baby Ministry. You could call the hotline if anybody needs anything at 704-769-2227. Also, we're listed up under Queen City Dolls under United Way 211 in the North Carolina, Mecklenburg County, and surrounding areas. And she has her two books out that you also could find on Amazon under Belinda Houston.
And how can they reach you, Nicole?
Well, me, I'm under Nicole, spelled N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams, on the Facebook, and you will see it says Doll Lady Laureate. You can reach me at email dvsurvivor081301@gmail.com. And again, I am the president of the Queen City Dolls, so you will find me on 211 or the hotline 704-769-2227. And that's for domestic violence. That's anybody needs anything that's available. And I have all five of my books on Amazon.com under my name spelled N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams. And also, I do have Instagram. I don't hardly up on it like I usually do, but it's Black Butterfly 1970, and I spell it BlackButterfly 1970.
Wait a minute, Nicole. You born 1970?
Yes, I just turned 52 this year, and I have.
When's your actual birthday?
January 26, 1970.
Okay, Aquarius. This is my fellow sister, okay? First of all, I'm a Cancer, and I haven't turned 52 yet, but I'm born July 17th, 1970. Gia! 1970 in the house! Yes! That's what I'm talking about! Your best year in the world! I don't care anybody else in the world. You know what I mean? If you ain't born in 1970, guess what? The people that were born in 1970, we didn't get a chance to celebrate our 50th, and I'm talking about our golden jubilee because of the coronavirus. So we special folk. How about that? I said what I said.
I definitely want to reiterate, if you are in the North Carolina area and you are in need of baby supplies or any kind of supplies, you may be going through a domestic violence situation, please reach out to the Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls. They are listed under United Way. All you have to do is dial 211. I tell you, they made it easy for you. So all you have to do is dial 211. Thank you, Nicole, for stopping by and sharing with us. Angela J., are you still on?
Okay. Yeah, she's not. That's fine. She's not on. That's fine. But, of course, what more can we say tonight that haven't already been said? I'm so proud of this show. You know, for seeing love and honor tonight with our wonderful Angela Thomas Smith, who's been here since 2020, right? And what a great time that we had with us in broadcasting in the year 2020. I want to thank the folks that came on tonight. A person that I love very, very, very dearly, Christine Jesus Powell, part of our outstanding legacy alumni. And the best is yet to come, okay, with her. And I'm proud of her. And, you know, she's always here with us in spirit. And her to come on tonight, right, Angela? Wasn't it a treat to hear Jesus' voice again, that New York accent again on our network? It was just wonderful. And, of course, you know, all the folks that call him Larry, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic Shepherd, my boy, love him. Of course, Honey Bakatoon, what more can you say about him? He's always supporting. And, you know, Chinchilla Jonesia, you know what I mean? Outstanding champion. You know, that's what it's all about, man, you know, the support. The wonderful and outstanding young man that is Ricardo Richard. I want to thank all the folks out there that count that robbery to, you know, celebrate WBNN on a constant basis every single night. What more can we do that hadn't already been done? We will give you broadcasting tomorrow night, right back at WBNN. My man, the magic man Haru himself, Honey Bakatoon, and we will aware you, our award-winning show, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect will be here tomorrow night. I'll be on the wheels of steel giving you the block party of your life. And, you know, we're going to have a little fizz on tomorrow night on the whiz on, which is WBNN. 9:30 Eastern, standard or daylight time, wherever you are in the world. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. All of them in Malay Ngozi at Facebook. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, olaydaylay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and producing Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I love saying that, Angie, because you know what? Yeah, damn it, I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve to say it. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Belly Malay, and go see saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. I want to also thank the listing of the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast nominee Antonia Bass as well tonight, as well as, you know, a wonderful young lady, Mo Garman. Thank you guys for supporting. It means a lot. And, of course, tonight, let's celebrate the 36th championship all time, tying the great late Darlene Lawrence in her illustrious championship, you know, forenamed, and fifth consecutive, the outstanding former commissioner of our network, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. You have 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the program.
Amen, amen. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. But before I leave, I want to drop this poem in your spirit. It's called In the Shadows, the shadow of low self-esteem, letdowns, and disappointment. The darkness blooms only to gloom. Have you been able to bloom? Why have the shadows become your source? When will you come into the light of your soul? Spiritual rebirth cries out for you. Overcoming beyond what you see in the natural. Know that you are unique. There's no pattern, no mold, no copycat. You are unique. There is no one that can compete. So love you, the inner light, the light that is in you, that God has created and purposed you to be. Come out of the shadows into the light. That's that peace. I love you guys. Thank you for all that you do and your constant support here on WBNN. I am your girl, Angela Thomas-Smith, here at Walk in Purpose with Angela. See you next month, same time. Love you guys. Be blessed.